This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. With real delegates now and real voters behind them and a virtual tie in Iowa this week, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders go one-on-one tonight in a broadcast debate in New Hampshire. Can they break the tie? Furthermore, how will the contrast in these two characters on stage shape the campaign on the ground from here on out? Christine Yonke is founder of Positive Communications. She's a speech and debate coach who has done debate prep for Al Franken and Hillary Clinton. Christine, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello, John.
Do you think the argument with Sanders and Clinton is going to be all about who's a progressive and who's not at this point? And how do you handle that as a coach?
Well, one of the things that I think is most interesting about this debate season is that there is a very high interest on the part of the voters. Research has been done by the Pew Organization, and 75% of people have said that they have watched at least some of the debates. But I think when it comes to the shortcomings in the debates, what we're seeing is that the candidates are not being well served by the TV broadcasters. What do I mean by that? Last night, CNN hosted a town hall forum, and I think it was a win-win-win. It was a win for the candidates, it was a win for the people of New Hampshire, and it was a win for democracy. The candidates had more time to go in-depth on issues and to answer excellent question on the part of the citizens in New Hampshire.
And when the moderators stay out of the way, is your view that we get a much more interesting reveal of what's going on with the candidates themselves?
Yes, that's exactly right. One of the dynamics that has changed on both sides of the aisle is that we now have far fewer candidates who will be on stage. This presents both challenges for the candidates as well as opportunities. The challenge, as you well can appreciate, John, is with just two people on stage, there literally is less time to breathe and less time to think. You know, with more candidates, you have a chance to pause and consider what it is that you want to say next. And also, the candidates have to be very mindful about split-screen technology. For 60 minutes, 90 minutes, 2 hours, they're going to have 100% FaceTime. You probably recall Al Gore forgot about split-screen technology back in the 2000 presidential contest. While his opponent, George W. Bush, was talking, Al Gore was sending all kinds of signals, rolling his eyes, heavy exaggerated sighs, and the voters didn't find those delivery techniques presidential at all. Now, on the opportunity side, what we should see tonight is more back and forth between the candidates. And frankly, that's what debates are supposed to be all about. It's comparison shopping time.
Well, I think that, a debate would be much preferable to this, journalist moderated business that we do in the United States. I come from the old high school debate team school, and I think a debate is a debate, and you don't necessarily need moderators of any kind. But I'm surprised at how the issues on both the GOP side and the Democratic side seem to be so abstract. Hillary is saying, I'm a progressive who gets things done. Sanders saying, no, I'm a progressive. You can't be a progressive and a moderate. On the GOP side, they're saying we've got to get our Constitution back. It's all this very abstract states' rights questions. And I just wonder if the voters connect with any of it.
Well, what Hillary Clinton has said, and I think it's true, on the Democratic side, what we have seen is a contest of ideas. And on the Republican side, you know, what we've seen is the hurling of insults. So what we can expect to see tonight with fewer candidates, hopefully there's an opportunity, as you're suggesting, for the candidates to move out of the world of abstract rhetoric and talk more specifically about their policies. And we did see that last night. So if we've got good questions, we've got more time, so hopefully we'll be able to get more substance from the candidates.
Well, that is certainly the hope. Chris Yonke is a speech and debate coach, founded Positive Communications, has prepped Senator Al Franken for his U.S. Senate debates, and advised the 2008 Hillary Clinton for President campaign. Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you, John. It was a pleasure to join you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.